The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the 92-year sentence of Daniel Charles, who murdered his stepfather in 1999. Charles was 14 at the time. He had been sentenced to life without parole, but was given a second chance resulting from a U.S. Supreme Court decision in 2012. Charles appealed that second chance sentence, saying it was too harsh given his youthful immaturity at the time of the crime. The state court rejected that argument. SDPB's Victoria Wicks reports.
In seeking a lesser sentence, Daniel Charles' attorneys made the claim, quote, the Constitution categorically prohibits sentencing a 14-year-old child to die in prison. In its opinion, the South Dakota Supreme Court responded, we disagree. The federal case, Miller v. Alabama, holds that life without parole cannot be a mandatory sentence for juvenile murderers, but it can be a discretionary sentence. Fourth Circuit Judge Jerome Eckridge sentenced Charles in 2000 and again in 2015. Charles says Eckridge failed to consider the mitigating factors of youth. Children lack maturity, are impetuous, and don't fully appreciate consequences. Justice has found that Eckridge did consider these factors. He conducted a two-day sentencing hearing at which multiple expert witnesses testified. At oral arguments, Assistant Attorney General Ann Meyer laid out details of the crime.
This wasn't an impulsive event. He had threatened his father or stepfather before. He dry-fired a rifle at his parents when they were fighting. He was not just acting on impulse. He came back to the house. He removed the window in very carefully in the farmhouse. He lay in wait. And he blew his stepfather's head off with a deer rifle.
According to the opinion, Eckridge stated in his sentence that the characteristics of youth are not, quote, universally applicable to each and every juvenile, whether that juvenile is a murderer or a prodigy. Eckridge found that regardless of age, Charles committed cold-blooded murder with planned intent rather than impetuously. Charles is eligible for parole at the age of 60. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.